A groundbreaking system specially formulated for women's hair care called Caranique. To try it, call 1-800-400-2523 in the next 10 minutes. The Caranique system contains a product with the only FDA-approved treatment clinically proven to regrow your hair, effectively fighting hair loss. This system will give you fuller hair with incredible volume, strength, and thickness. It even prevents breakage and helps repair damaged hair. Women, it's time to be proud and take back your hair. To try Caranique, call 1-800-400-2523 in the next 10 minutes. If lines are busy, please try again. But hurry, supplies are limited. That's 1-800-400-2523.
Jim Twitchell's a senior master technician at Ford, and once he starts talking brakes, there's no stopping him.
Brakes are the most important system on your car as far as I'm concerned. And when we do an inspection, we check the pads and shoes for thicknesses. We check
Motorcraft brake pads installed $99.95 or less. After $50 in mail-in rebates when you use the Ford Service credit card, just $49.95 or less. Taxes extra. Rebate by check subject to credit approval. Pads or shoes on most cars and light trucks. One axle. Excludes machining, rotors, or drums. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 531-13.
Monroe Shocks and Struts remind you to replace your worn shocks just like you do tires and wiper blades. Because everything gets old. Learn more at Monroe.com.
Want to pay less for Shell fuel? Sign up for the Fuel Rewards Network program free at FuelReward.com.
Mizzou Athletics on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Keep it on KTRS for every game with the Missouri Tigers. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea. Come out and see me and Jim McMillan as we broadcast the Inside Out Show from 11 to 1 at Hallmark Stone this Saturday, April 27th. Save up to 50% on granite remnants. All the proceeds from this sale benefit Annie's Hope and Carney's Kids Charities. They're located off I-44 at Soccer Park Exit. See their website at hallmarkstone.com for information and directions. We hope to see you there Saturday at the 10th Annual Granite Remnant Sale at Hallmark Stone in Fenton.
And we're full of chips, and we think you'll get lots of...
There's
a
brown stain on the mattress.
What was that?
Brown stain on the mattress.
Oh, I hate that.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the... Can it be April 22nd already? I believe it is. Yep. The April 22nd edition. Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by North American Solar. Solar panels. My daughter's going to get to see a lot of solar panels. My dad sees a lot of them. They're in Southern California now. And those people out there got the first shot at something we're getting a shot at now. And a lot of smart people are going to jump on this and call North American Solar or contact them. Get on the email, website. All the email address and everything else is there. We'll give you that in a moment. But first, before we talk about the sun and how it's free, we're going to a round of introductions, introduce you to some people who provide a show that's free. You know, this show is like the sun. It's free. You don't pay for this show. I think people ought to. I think it's that good. They ought to pay $20 a month to listen to this show. I'm serious. Maybe we'll work toward that. Control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to retire, now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason.
What would be a good time?
Right now for an absolutely free consultation regarding your investment options. It's absolutely free. Okay. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Ladies and gentlemen, especially ladies, he is a ladies' man. Chicks dig a bass guitar player, and boy, do they dig...
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. No, they don't. Dan's the exception, I think. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
See how happy he sounds? That's what being on this show does for people.
Yeah.
Makes them really happy. And then sometimes...
It does?
Well... Well, you haven't been here long enough. See, Dan, it kicks in what, Dan? 20 years?
Yes.
Oh, 20 years. Yeah. Then you all of a sudden, oh, I'm happy. It just hits you. You realize how happy you are. You got a little ways to go. Not long. You'll be there soon. Hebe Jimenez. See how happy he is? In charge of security.
He's
in charge
happy.
Of security for almost 30 years for this show. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
Well, that's a pretty good expression, actually. Rat Boy says, happy as a rat eating what?
Cheese.
As a rat eating cheese.
Oh, that's happy.
That's as happy as it gets right there. Folks, part of the reason you feel so good right now, whether you realize it or not, is that happy-sounding polka music you're listening to, and it's being provided by none other than Bruce Lipperst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And they do it, Dan, without a bass player.
I know, it's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
They have those trombones and those... They have the tubas back there, too.
Did you ever play, like, a trombone or anything?
No.
Just the guitar?
Did. Yeah.
Do you play piano?
I can a little bit.
See, I would think if you can play a guitar, you could play a little piano.
A little bit, yeah.
I can play chopsticks.
Ian, you can play chopsticks?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't played in a long time.
I know this is a hillbilly hick thing to say, but I actually used to play the spoons.
Oh, my mom does that
you
all
may,
the time.
You may laugh, but pick up a pair of spoons and let's see you do it. Let's see you know how to hold them so they clack, 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 clack.
They have those spoons now that you can play. My mom will get together.
They're welded together.
Yeah.
That's cheating.
Really?
And she does that. She'll play the spoons and the washboard.
That's cheating. When the spoons are pre-welded. Cheating. It's like that would be like eating with electronic chopsticks or something. You know, you have to know how to hold them, and you got to know when to fold them. You got to know when to walk away, know when to run.
Yeah.
That's what I always.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I heard that somewhere too.
You never count your money. You sitting at the table. Every time you forget how to, when the dealing's done.
Wow. That was not rehearsed.
Impromptu.
That was not rehearsed. In court under oath, I would swear to that. That was not. I know it sounded rehearsed, but it wasn't. We're brought to you by North American Solar. Sun is free. For those of you who haven't been paying attention, or maybe you just started listening, there's a scale that the solar industry uses, and it determines what parts of the country are the best parts for solar energy, meaning the parts where you can save the most money. The scale is 1 to 6. New Mexico, Arizona, Southern California, 6. You go, wow, St. Louis must be a 3. It's a 5. It's a 5. And it's based on, it's simple. They look at all the previous years, and they break out the average hours of sunlight per day over the course of a year. And when you total up the hours throughout the year, we're a 5 on a 1 to 6. St. Louis is a great part of the country, the Midwest, for solar panels. You say, well, where do you buy solar? You can't go down to the hardware store and buy solar panels. No, but you can contact North American Solar. That's what they do. The panels you'll be buying are made in America. They've sold thousands and thousands and thousands of people and businesses solar panels. Now, most of them are out west, but a lot of things start out west. And then we finally catch up. Fashion, you know, maybe entertainment, certain forms of entertainment. And then it works its way here. And that's what's happened. And out west, they used to have the same opportunities and breaks that we're offering you now through North American Solar. And that is all the rebates and the tax incentives. Now, those have for the most part, gone away out there. And there are people kicking themselves who didn't get solar panels when it was really, really affordable. In fact, they're practically giving them to you. So that's where we are here. Now, if you want the details, then you need to get a hold of North American Solar, because every house is going to be a little bit different. A big house is different than a small house. You know, you're obviously going to have more solar panels that you need. You're going to pay more, but you're going to save more because your electric bill is already bigger than the small house bill. So, you know, a third or a fourth of that big fat bill can be a lot of savings. And they've been sending me and showing me some of the breakouts and the numbers on some of the homes and businesses that they've been calling on, because a couple of hundred, between 200 and 300 people have already called. And it's amazing when you look at what your electric bill is now and what it's going to be. And then you realize how they literally can pay for themselves in 5 to 7 years. Yeah, the other thing you need to know is the initial cost of the solar panels. You're only going to pay about a third or a fourth of that. That's all going to come back to you in the form of tax incentives and rebates. It's a perfect time to get into solar. I'm not going to ever pretend to be one of those green eco people. I'm not into that stuff. I'm into money. If you can put some money in my pocket, then let's talk. We'll talk. So that, to me, is the attraction here. If you happen to be a real eco-friendly green person, wow, all the better. North American Solar, let them show you what this would mean at your house. North-AmericanSolar.com, or if you just want to call them right now from your car, which is probably where most of you are, 636-349-3300. That's 636-349-3300. Downtown St. Louis and back refreshed after a week's vacation. See, he saw what Peon did and he had to copy him. Peon takes a week, then Bill takes a week. It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't it good to have him back? Here's Bill Cleveland. So before you do your report, what'd you do? Where'd you go? That all that stuff.
Actually, went to Orlando, Florida, and went
Never
with
heard
my
of it.
Brother.
Never yeah, heard of it.
Well, it's in Florida, and my brother's getting ready to get married, and he lives in Nashville, Tennessee. So I figured, you know, we might not have a lot of time to hang out too much anymore. So we just decided to go down there and spend a few days, and it was fun. Had a great time.
Was this the bachelor party?
Was it bachelor party?
Bachelor party? Was that
no,
bachelor
no,
party?
It wasn't a bachelor party. Just a kind of a getaway type of thing. And
here's an interesting little bit of trivia that you may be able to use. Orlando, Florida. You know the singer Tony Orlando?
Sure.
He went down there one time and performed.
Really?
A lot of people didn't know that.
Wow.
That's a true story.
Let me write that down.
That's true.
Use that on your trivia show, Bill.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, I'm kind of disappointed in you guys, but I heard this morning that last week, one day, you guys made fun of a picture that I had posted online.
That's no, not true. Never.
That's a lie.
Myself and the Mickey Mouse, the actual Mickey Mouse.
No, not us,
buddy. Who told you that? That sounds like something Hipperson generated.
Yeah.
That's probably what it was.
I posted it
online. It was myself and Mickey Mouse, and I did it just to get the caption. It was Big Ears Meets Big Nose.
See, I don't think of you as having a big nose.
No.
I would never even
your nose
laugh at that.
Is normal for a person that's 6'1".
I've never...
And 400 pounds.
I've never looked at you and thought,
I'm glad we cleared that up. I was starting to get disappointed.
No, you don't have to worry about us.
All right. Well, President Obama is calling for putting 10,000 new police officers on the streets. And that's just to arrest members of Reese Witherspoon's family. And the man who stole a truck containing President Obama's teleprompter has now been sentenced to 7 years in federal prison. Obama said the theft originally left him speechless.
Oh, I get it. Are you serious? 7 years for stealing that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Can't be stealing the president's stuff. And last week, several senators received suspicious letters in the mail prompting evacuation. Authorities say they knew something was wrong when the letters included the phrase, "You're doing a good job."
Oh, that's a tip-off.
A scary moment over the weekend in Colorado at that 420 marijuana festival when someone started shooting at people. Police say the stoners were seen fleeing from the scene as fast as 2 miles per hour. Really, get out of there. And finally, this afternoon.
See, he's all refreshed. He's had a lot of time. Oh, yeah. This is A material.
Now, to be fair, actually, the crowd was running from the scene, although we found out later they were just chasing after a guy with a family-sized bag of Cheetos. They were running.
I knew that was coming.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Welcome back, Bill.
Thank you, sir. See you later.
You can't help but like him. Well, you can.
Well.
I've been able to. But a lot of people can't help but like him. Bill Cleveland brought to you by Laclede Cab, your official AM the PM cab company. Earlier in the show, Dan mentioned the Miranda rights, and I see this, all this discussion on TV. He was read as Miranda rights. Should he have been read as Miranda rights? You guys know what the whole Miranda thing, what that means? The word?
No, the origin of it, no.
No, I mean, this is, you know, a lot of times people come up to me and they go, Frank, you're a genius. And I just go, well, you know, really, please, thank you. And it's kind of true. I do know a lot of stuff. And I know that in 1963, there was a guy named Ernesto Miranda. And he was arrested. He was arrested in Phoenix, Arizona. He stole $8 from a bank worker, and he was charged with armed robbery. Pay attention to this, kids, because this could be on a test someday. He had a record. He'd already been arrested for armed robbery and a juvenile record for attempted rape and assault and burglary. So this is a bad guy, this Ernesto Miranda. While he was in police custody, he signed a written confession to the robbery and to kidnapping and to raping an 18-year-old female 11 days before the robbery. Now, after his conviction, because obviously he confessed, so they convicted him, some lawyers appealed on his behalf on the grounds that Mr. Miranda, Ernesto Miranda, did not know that he was in this country protected from self-incrimination. The case is actually Miranda versus Arizona, made it all the way to the Supreme Court, where his conviction was overthrown. It was a big deal. And they issued their ruling in 1966, and what they did is establish that any accused person has the right to, and you've heard this in a bunch of TV shows, remain silent, and that prosecutors may not use statements made by those people while in police custody unless the police have advised them of their rights. And that's why it is now called, they're called Miranda rights. By the way, that case of the $8 and the other stuff was later retried, and Mr. Miranda was convicted on the basis of a bunch of other evidence. He served 11 years. He was paroled in 1972. He died in 76 at the age of 34.
Wow.
After he was stabbed in a bar fight. And they arrested a suspect who chose to remain silent and exercise his Miranda rights. And now you know, as Paul Harris would say, the rest.
Harvey.
Okay. Yeah.
What is it?
Harvey said that.
So now when somebody...
Good day.
Thank you, Paul. Now when you meet somebody and they start kicking around this whole Miranda thing, you want to look smart. You go, hey, do you have any idea why it's called Miranda rights? And they go, no. You go, 1963, Ernesto Miranda. And you look like a genius. And you'll get chicks. It gets me chicks all the time.
Mm.
People say, Frank...
That Miranda rights?
Yeah. People say, Frank, how do you get so many women? You're always with good-looking women. I go, Miranda rights. I talk about Miranda rights, and they just fall all over themselves.
Who knew?
They're putty in your hands when you tell them that story. Yeah, who knew?
Oh, Frank.
I rediscovered. Dan, you know what? That was disturbing.
Oh, yeah. Don't ever do that again.
That was disturbing. Please don't do that. I'm sick to my stomach.
I was disturbed by it, too.
Goodness gracious.
I could tell as soon as you did it, you look sick. Yeah.
I wanted to bring it back.
I've rediscovered a great show that I forgot about, stumbled on it, Taxi Cab Confessions.
Oh.
You ever see this thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think those are new anymore. I just think they play the old ones.
They're not new, but I've never seen most of them. I watched them this past weekend. Wow. You want to, folks, and this was in Las Vegas, cabs in Las Vegas, if you want to get a real clear picture of the freaks that are in this world, watch this Taxi Cab. I think it's HBO. It's either Showtime or HBO. Here's another show I've never watched, and I finally watched it, and I really liked it, Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah.
I've never watched it.
With Mark Cuban
the invention show.
Yeah. Who is the guy named Kevin who's such an a-hole? Who is that guy?
I can't remember.
I've only seen it like once or
twice. I wanted to come through the TV after this guy. This guy is such a jerk. Cuban's fun. He's interesting. There's some woman on there. There's another. Who the heck are these? I can't remember. But this one guy with kind of dark hair, thin dark, is Kevin something. Man, is he a jerk.
Yeah.
But I watched a woman who came up with an idea. It's a kid's towel. And I thought that it was mainly people going, nah, not interested, and kind of shooting people down. They were in a bidding war for a part of her company. It was really pretty interesting. And she had to then decide. She had to decide whose offer she was going to take.
Yeah.
Because... Cuban and another guy wanted to buy her out for it was a guy they wanted to buy out for $600,000. Buy out. We own 100%. You go away. 600 grand. And he had 65,000 in it. And I'm thinking, wow, you know what? You get before these people with the right thing.
Did he turn it down?
He turned down the $600, and then they started to talk about other options. And at the end, by the show, when his segment is over, he ends up taking $400. He dunced around and screwed with him, and they took the offer off the table. They said, "Don't, the $600's not there anymore. Now we'll give you four. Take it, leave it." And he takes four. He just lost $200,000 in 5 minutes on that. It's actually a lot of fun. I liked it. Whatever happened to being able to call a hotel directly and make a reservation? I tried to make a reservation this weekend for a trip, and it was one night at a Marriott. So I called the hotel number, because you get online, you find the actual number. Now, it's a area code in the right town, so you know this is their phone. It still gets routed to Texas, to a reservation center. And this woman comes on, and she goes, "Marriott, whatever, how can I help?" And I said, "I want to make a reservation at your hotel." She says, "Well, which hotel?" And I said, "The one I called. The one in, it's called Fashion Mall near Newport Beach or something." She said, "Well, we're reservation center. I need to know which hotel." I said, "I want the Marriott Fashion Mall." She says, "Hold on, please." She can't find the hotel. Apparently, they make reservations for like 1,000 hotels. She can't find it. I said, "What do you mean?" She says, "Hold on, please." And she keeps putting me on hold. She keeps coming back. And she comes back and she says, "Now, which Marriott was it again?" And I said, "You got to be kidding me." I said, "You make reservations for these people and you can't even find it." And she says, "Sir, calm down. You need to calm down." And as soon as she said that, I hung up. So I called back. And I called the same number. And this time I actually got the hotel, the Marriott. The lady answers the phone. She says, "Marriott Fashion Mall, Newport Beach, blah, blah, blah. Can I help you?" I said, "Are you actually at that hotel?" She said, "Yes, I am." I said, "Hallelujah." I said, "I need to make a reservation for one." She said, "Hold on, please. I'm going to transfer you to our reservation center." I said, "I don't want to go to Texas. I don't want to go to Texas." She says, "No, our reservation center is here, local, at the hotel." I said, "Okay, fine." Woman picks up the phone, "Reservations." I said, "Yes." Just out of curiosity, "Where are you? Are you there?" She says, "No, I'm in Texas." Right back to Texas. Right back to Texas. I hate that. So here's the other thing. We just recently stayed at a Marriott. I don't know why we ended up married. We got rewards or something. My wife did. And when I went to check in for one night, they give you the choice, valet or self-park. And I said, "Well, I don't like valet parking. I'll self-park." I said, "What's the difference?" They said, "Well, valet parking is $28. Self-parking is $21.
What?
To park
what?
Yourself. $21 a night. I know.
Wow.
I know. I don't get it. Some things I'll never.
It's like I'm in Chicago. You can stay anywhere in Chicago. It's like $48, $40-something to $50-something.
Oh, I'm sure it is in Chicago. It's like a third the price of the room.
Yeah.
Chinaman. Did you know this was bad to say that? Chinaman? Did you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why? Is that horrible?
Yeah, it's related to
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Jap, I guess I could see that. I didn't.
Or I guess, I don't know where it originated.
Some announcer over the weekend got in big trouble. He's mentioned somebody was a Chinaman, and oh man, he got caught, suspended, and
they used to use that on Kung Fu all the time. Remember that with David Carradine?
Yeah, but they kind of said it in a not in a hey Chinaman.
Yeah.
You know, not in a real night. But I didn't know it was a bad thing. I'm glad I know that now.
Speaking of that, did you hear about the guy who it was his first night anchoring and the first words out of his mouth were gay effing S. His mic was up.
A-F-ing S-H?
Yes.
No.
His mic was up, and the female anchor was like, "And we'd like to introduce our new anchor to, it's in North Dakota or something." It was his first broadcast. And
why would he just say that?
He's claiming that he was trying to pronounce the winner of the London Marathon, and the name had gay in it. So maybe he was trying to read over it right before. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, try another one. That's beautiful.
So, yeah, it's out there if you want to watch it.
First night and last night on the air.
Yeah, today they announced they were firing him. At first they were like, we're going to suspend him for a while to see what happens.
Sorry to laugh, but I got to tell you something. If you've got a microphone in front of you, you just
the mic is always hot.
Always assume it's on.
Yeah.
That's our policy here, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
When we're off the air,
it's like a church in here.
We never say anything bad about people at the station.
It's like
we don't do that. And I love this. I'm listening to an interview with a guy who bought a house in protest. And he bought it across the street from this Fred Phelps, this Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas. These lunatics that protest everybody's funeral. So he realizes there's a house for sale across the street. So just to get to these people, he buys it and paints it the gay rainbow colors. Paints the house rainbow colors. But I love when they were interviewing him, and he says, they said, did you have to get a permit to paint it that way? He said, well, we didn't even bother to find out because we were afraid that if we, applied for a permit, we'd be turned down. So we just went in there, and just did it. Just painted it before anybody could stop us because we didn't want to get a stop and decease order.
Mm-hmm.
Stop and decease.
Stop.
That means stop and die.
Yeah.
Cease and desist.
Yeah.
He says we didn't want a stop and decease order.
Stop and decease.
Don't! I tell you, ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Tom, thank you for this joke, for sending me this. I've done it, but it's been a while. It's overdue. Two rednecks. One afternoon, sitting around drinking their ninth cheap, generic, plain label beer. You know that beer that just says beer in the white can? That's what they're drinking. And the one redneck looks at the other one. He says, hey, if I was to sneak over at your house and make love to your wife while you was off hunting, and she got pregnant and had a baby, would that make us related? And the other redneck says, he says, I don't know about related, but it sure would make us even.
Time to find out where the problem spots are in traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
The problem spots are on Highway 64. First of all, they're still working with an accident on eastbound 64 before Highway 270, and they're only letting one lane get through. It's actually blocking the left lane, and then you've got the two right lanes that look like they're blocked, and traffic is jammed back approaching Timberlake Manor. Now we've got a new crash on westbound 64 that is right after Spady. Two left lanes are open, two right lanes are closed. It looks like we're backed all the way to Highway 170. Southbound 270, that's looking much better. You're just slow now from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. If you are traveling west on 70, you're going to be heavy from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. And again, between, we'll call it west of Cave Springs, out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive, it's where the lane configurations have changed. Now, eastbound 270, I haven't had a chance to take a look at that yet. We were backed up to St. Charles Rock Road. I would assume it's going to be somewhere around 370 Missouri Bottom all the way through New Florissant. And this traffic report brought to you by Garmin. Don't hate traffic, avoid it. Get a Garmin newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and keep moving. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local. Depend on it.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy, a way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-949-6549. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, Ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-949-6549. That's 1-800-949-6549. 1-800-949-6549.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-600-0571. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-600-0571. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-600-0571. That's 1-800-600-0571.
Attention. Please stay tuned for the following public announcement. The International Agency for Research on Cancer has now classified the sun's UVA rays as level 1 carcinogens, same as arsenic, asbestos, and plutonium. Since most sunscreen lotions don't block UVA rays, free trials of the natural sunscreen pill, SunAssure, are now being distributed to the public on a first-call, first-serve basis. But supplies are limited, so if you haven't gotten yours yet, call 1-800-600-4704. Due to high demand, call immediately if your last name starts with A through M. N through Z, call tomorrow 9 a.m. Repeat, the sun's UVA rays are now classified as level 1 carcinogens. Since most sunscreen lotions don't block UVA, only UVB, free trials of the natural sunscreen pill, SunAssure, are being distributed. If you don't have yours yet and your last name is A through M, call immediately. N through Z, call tomorrow 9 a.m. 1-800-600-4704. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-600-4704.
In this uncertain world we live in, who better to protect your most precious assets than you? Hi, I'm Jim Tremelli, owner of Tremelli Safe and Vault Company. We want you to know that we take security seriously, not just personal security, but documents, valuables, cash, guns, photographs, and family heirlooms. Our safes are manufactured by American Security Products, whose superior design and craftsmanship offers safes that are child, burglary, and fire resistant. Our family business offers more than the big box stores. We'll take you through the entire process from selection to delivery. No one in the area stocks as many options as Tremelli Safe and Vault Company. Choose from beautiful, highly polished safes with adjustable shelving for your guns and documents, or smaller safes designed for fire protection and security, perfect for both home and business. Call us at 314-429-4100 or visit us on our website at tipstl.com. That's T-I-P-S-T-L.com. Or come on by. We're easy to work with and easy to find on the corner of Schutz and Lackland.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-240-1862 for your free Flipping Formula Strategy Guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-240-1862. 800-240-1862.
In other news, mortgage rates projected to go higher later this year.
Hey, did you hear that? We need to get started on refinancing our mortgage while rates are still so low.
You know, you're right. This might be our last chance to save on our mortgage.
Well, who should we call? I mean, I want to work with a company we can trust.
That's easy. American Equity Mortgage.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Don't wait for mortgage rates to creep up. Rates are still at historic lows, and the time to refinance is right now. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call today.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Oh, yeah.
Bottle of wine,
yeah.
Fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get over? Leave me alone, let me go home.
Now, shoot, I already forgot the group. Don't tell me. Bottle of wine. Give it to me again.
I don't remember either. Hold on.
Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs. I just thought of it. Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs.
Crank it up.
Time to get rough. No.
Buy a bottle of wine. Bottle of wine. Fruit of the vine.
Speaking of bottle of wine, time to go to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. ThompsonPrice.com is a good place to start. Or just stop in the showroom. It's in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli, right in there with the TJ Maxx. ThompsonPrice.com. Here he is, Mike Evans, everybody.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like that Jimmy Gilmer. I like that fire bottle of wine, but the fireballs. Man, keep that going a while. How you doing?
Good. Everybody doing good?
Let me check. Everybody
yeah.
doing okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paco's question, Los Angeles, a wild and crazy place. What are there more of in Los Angeles? Starbucks? Pot shops? Tanning salons? Or 30-minute Botox stop-and-goes? Answer in just a minute. As you know now, Reese Witherspoon, her husband, both arrested. James arrested for drunk driving. She got out and pulled the old, don't you know who I am? She has since apologized. But, boy, you don't expect that out of Reese Witherspoon.
Well, that's what alcohol will do, though.
She yeah, it's true, yeah.
I do like her apology, though. Right out of the chute, she just said, that was stupid. I had too much to drink. I'm really sorry. You know,
she gets
a pass.
There you go. Just when you thought things couldn't get worse about Justin Bieber, worse. Justin last saw his grandparents at his mom's house Christmas, and the grandparents mentioned to Justin that they're probably going to need some help. Grandparents' name are George and Kathy, live in a one-room cabin in poverty on welfare in British Columbia. Now the grandfather's become very ill. They have absolutely no money. And the grandfather has talked to media and says Justin won't even return their phone calls.
Nice kid.
Yeah, he's a nice kid. TV news, American Idol ratings were up slightly on Wednesday, but boy, they nosedived on Thursday when a rerun of Big Bang Theory beat them.
Oh.
A rerun? Also, the American Idol producers are doing a new show for next season, an a cappella singing competition.
No.
Boy, why are they still coming out with new ones when all the...
Boring!
Yeah.
A cappella? That's boring, man.
All the established ones are flopping.
Oh, it's just terrible. If you want proof that Matt Lauer's days are numbered at NBC and on the Today Show, consider this. Matt was sent to West Texas to cover the fertilizer plant explosion last week, not to Boston to cover the marathon bombing.
Ooh. I noticed that, and I thought he had to be furious.
Oh, absolutely. Odds and ends, Michael Jordan is a jerk. Never, ever tips. And he not only gambles hundreds of thousands of dollars when golfing, he cheats. When he asks his caddy for a club and asks for it to be wet, like, give me a wet 7-iron. The caddy loads the face with Vaseline, and it'll go straight, no spin, and about 30% further.
Wow.
Very illegal. He does it all the time. By the way, though, Jordan can afford to lose a lot of money. He makes $70 million a year just on the Nike merchandise licensing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, those Jordan shoes, every time they come out, it's a scramble to get them.
Well, every T-shirt with his silhouette.
Yeah.
I gotta get the pinion shoes on the market.
You do. You need to get that pinion
shoes. I want to create some shoes for lazy people that you don't do anything in, but just you put them up on the coffee table.
Velcro?
Yeah.
There you go.
Old man shoes.
Orthopedics.
And finally.
Sad dark cloud just came
dark
over.
Dark cloud, rain, cold.
Yeah.
Proves that summer's not here yet. When you hear that, it's finally.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No.
L.A., wild and crazy place. What are there more of in Los Angeles? Starbucks, pot shops, tanning salons, 30-minute Botox stop-and-goes.
Dan.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with the Botox stop-and-goes.
I'll say Starbucks.
I'll go the tanning places.
I'll give you the top two. There are 814 Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
1,010 marijuana pot shops. 1,010. And if you go to, like, Venice, there's actually a doctor with a clipboard outside, and, you know, you tell him you got a headache, and he'll write your script out right then and there.
Wow.
Take care of your business. I'm Mike Evans. We're live Hollywood Tale.
It's a must-see. Everybody has to go to Venice Beach in California. Again, freak show. You can't describe it to people. Mike Evans, courtesy of Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. The first time I went into a Meanies, I know exactly what I went in there for. I went in to get some shuffleboard ice. Now, for you non-shuffleboarders, that's the stuff you sprinkle down on the shuffleboard, and I call it ice, and there are different grades of it, and I know where to get it. I sort of inherited the shuffleboard, and I needed that stuff. And somebody said, oh, Meanies has it. And I thought, I've never been in there. And I went in, and I got this stuff. And the first three times I went in, that's what I went in for. And by the way, there are about three or four grades of it. I get number one champion grade. Just want you to know that. That's the level of play you're talking about when I step up to the shuffleboard
table.
The first time I was in a hurry, I ran and I got it and looked around a lot. I knew when I went in, I thought, wow, this is some kind of store. And then the next time I was in, I did look around, and what I saw were a couple of things that were pretty expensive. And I thought, wow, this is some kind of store with some expensive stuff in it, except for my shuffleboard ice. That wasn't expensive. And then the more I looked around, I realized, well, there's lots of other stuff in here that's affordable, not just the shuffleboard ice. In fact, there's a lot that's very affordable. This is the place where we bought my second son, son number two, his Christmas present. It was a digital dartboard. It was $300. Not like the $69.79 variety of cheap crap you'll find in the discount stores, but a real quality digital shelf dartboard. The dartboard that with the nylon points, and every hole, and there's hundreds of them, it has a sensor, and it keeps score for you. It talks to you. It's a pretty neat thing. He's got it in his basement. That's where our patio furniture came from. It's where our next dining room light is going to come from the Jaffe Lighting Collection upstairs. And it may be where something soon comes to your house. It may come from Amini's, because if you spend a little time in there, you're going to realize there is something in there that's perfect for your house, either for fun or something practical, something comfortable. There's no other store like it. And unless you want second-rate or crappy patio furniture, if you want the best patio furniture that's on the market, take a look at the collection and the selection of patio furniture at Amini's. It's the biggest part of their business from spring through fall. Amini's, there is no other store like it. You are going to be so glad that you went in, and maybe you've been in before, but you didn't take time to look around. Do it. Tell them your AM and the PM. They love that, and we love it, too. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome, Amini's.com.
Let's get a look at traffic now, see how things are rolling airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Eastbound 270 was getting much better. Now you're slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. Everything opens up after that to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. They were wrapping up an accident on eastbound 64 just before Highway 270, but they were only letting one lane through. Now I believe there's two lanes open. Traffic still backed up midway between Chesterfield Parkway East and Timberlake Manor all the way up through this accident. On westbound 64, they had two lanes blocked on at Spady and two left lanes open, and that had traffic jammed back approaching McKnight. It looks like southbound 270 is just a little bit busy now from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. You're looking much better on westbound 70, just a little bit slow west of 270 to the Earth City Expressway. This traffic report is brought to you by Garmin. Don't hate traffic, avoid it. Get a Garmin newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and keep moving. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
The silence kind of scared me there. Hey, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Welcome back, Bill Cleveland. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.